Up until now, the debate on climate has centered on reducing carbon emissions. Reducing emissions is crucial, Lal remarks. But soil carbon sequestration needs to be part of the picture as well. Lal adds that restoring degraded and eroded lands, as well as avoiding deforestation, and the farming of peat lands should be top priorities. The destructive effects of corporate agriculture may have been felt on a grand scale, climate change, but also in many smaller ways. A troubling mystery was solved recently when the use of insecticides was linked to the strange disappearance of honeybees, a phenomenon widely reported in the media. The worldwide loss of honeybees has caused concern because about 3/4 of the world's food crops require pollination. Writing in the Bulletin of Insectology, researchers reported finding a direct link between the use of neonicotinoids, the most widely used class of insecticides, and honeybee colony collapse disorder, CCD. We demonstrated that neonicotinoids are highly likely to be responsible for triggering colony collapse disorder in honeybee hives that were healthy prior to the arrival of winter, reported Qincheng Lu of the Harvard School of Public Health and lead researcher of the study. In a 2014 interview with the Boston Globe, Sheldon Krimsky, a professor at Tufts University, the head of the Council for Responsible Genetics, and author of The GMO Deception, said that true science demands caution, especially when changing the genetic makeup of our food. Krimsky explained, "The problem with GMOs goes back to 1992 after the Quayle Commission, named for then-Vice President Dan Quayle, issued guidelines for biotechnology. That report advised the FDA that you didn't need to test any of these products. They simply told industry, if you see any problems, let us know. You cannot predict what's going to happen to an organism if you put in a foreign gene. It could interfere with other genes. It could overexpress some things and underexpress other things. You cannot make predictions without testing them. Genes do more than one thing. If you think of the genome as an ecosystem rather than a Lego system, it gives you a different idea of what the possibilities are. We have to test in order to understand what the foreign gene is going to do to the organism." Krimsky said creating GMOs is not the same as breeding hybrids, which come from the same species. Genetic modification involves putting foreign genes from separate species into an organism. He said, "Comparing hybrids to GMOs would be like saying let's put a few animal genes into the gamete of human beings and assume that it's no different than if we just threw in some genes from another human being." Citing a peer-reviewed French study that suggested GMOs caused cancer in lab rats, Krimsky defended the work by explaining, "When you're looking at risks for a product or technology, it is rational to look at worst-case scenarios. If you're testing the safety of a new airplane, you want to test it at the limits, not in safe flying conditions. Whenever you're looking at the risk of a product, a single negative result is more important than 99 positive results, especially when a substantial number of those positive results are funded by the agribusiness industry.